Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Getting an update from Kodiak Copper. We're going to be recapping the final drill results from that 2023 program and starting off by touching on a new copper porphyry discovery at the 1516 zone. All of this on the company's MPD project in southern British Columbia. I am chatting with Claudia Thornquist, president and CEO of Kodiak Copper. Kodiak Copper is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KDK, on the OTCQB under the symbol KDKCF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 5DD1. Now, Claudia, all this news is coming from a recent news release released April 25th. Let's start off with this new copper porphyry discovery. I'm going to post figure 2 from the news release that shows just how wide-ranging this porphyry could be in terms of encompassing a few of the targets that were drilled in that recent news release. Please start us off with a high-level look at this new discovery, still very early on in this 1516 zone.
Yes, I'll be pleased to do so. In the recent news release, we had the results from our initial drilling at the 1516 zone. That's a large zone, big surface anomaly and some geophysical anomalies. And it's been identified for a while by previous explorers, but it's never been drilled. And so we drilled for the first time, there were some very old historic holes that didn't really test it. But we really drilled it for the first time and were successful and intersected long intercepts of porphyry mineralization. So that's a new discovery. It's the second discovery of a new zone after the Gate Zone. And what makes this 1516 zone an exciting target is its sheer size. It's 2 kilometers in length, so twice the Gate Zone, the surface anomaly that overlays it. And what we can see now in the rocks, in the geochemistry, is that the 1516 zone is the same rocks as the nearby south mid zones that we drilled last year as well. So it looks this is all part of a much larger system.
That's what we can see in that figure too, with that dotted circle or oval that you put out there. Let's talk about the initial results here. This hole 18 intersected 0.12% copper equivalent over 258 meters within a broader zone of 0.09% copper equivalent over 525 meters. So long intercepts, as you said. This is lower grade though. So what do you do to follow up here and preferably hit some higher grade over these long intercepts?
That's exactly what we're aiming for. If you recall, when we discovered the Gate Zone, it was very much the same situation. Our first couple of holes were into the lower grade envelope. And that's very typical because you always have much more lower grade material than higher grade. Typically, the higher grade core is surrounded by a much bigger envelope of lower grade. And so it's very typical. You have a higher probability to hit the lower grade parts first. But now we are vectoring in. We have now obviously more information from these drill holes where we are in the system and in the porphyry zonations. And our aim is now to find the higher grade portions of this system. So that's what going forward the future drilling will be about.
So is there more targeting that needs to be done? And if so, what do you use for this targeting, almost playing off that earlier on Gate Zone drilling and how you managed to expand on that discovery?
Look, we have lots of data from historic data from our drilling and also our own sampling data, etc. So we're at the moment digging through all that, interpreting it and planning the drilling for this year. And yeah, as you can imagine, the 1516 zone and also the other zones in this sort of larger cluster, south, mid, and added, are very high on our priority list.
Okay, well, I'll follow up with you when we get some more information on a follow-up drill program. Again, very early stage here. Let's recap the 2023 drill program then. You drilled about 18,500 meters in 33 holes. The plan was to evaluate, test out 5 of the 24 targets identified on this project. Remind us what zones you tested and which one stood out to you.
Well, last year was an important year for Kodiak because for the first time, we really focused on the wider property and not on the gate zone anymore. So the aim really was to show that MPD is not just the gate zone, but that this is indeed a large system with multiple mineralized zones. That's what we set out to show, and we were very successful with it. We drilled at several of the targets, long intercepts down to almost a kilometer in length, had some high-grade intercepts as well, significant lengths, had mineralization right from surface, and very much showed that there are several kilometer-scale porphyry center, mineralized porphyry centers on the property. Whether that's the one in the south, the one we just talked about, south mid added 1516, this cluster, or also in the northern part of the property, the results from Man, from the Man zone are very interesting because that's only a kilometer from the southern end of the gate zone, and there's one historic mineralized drill hole in between. So this could also be a larger system. And so, yeah, we're very happy with the results from last year's drill program. And we're really a big step further down the road to show that MPD is a large and multi-centered system.
So where do you go from here? Because you still have a lot of other targets, 24 total targets. You tested 5 last year. Sounds like you want to follow up in this 1516 zone, which also encompasses that south zone and mid zone. So follow up there to follow up on the porphyry. But then what about testing the other targets? What does the company do moving forward exploration-wise?
We are just in the process of final stages of planning our 2024 work, and we'll announce more details soon. But out of the work that we did last year, there are some obvious low-hanging fruit and future further exploration targets, the ones I just mentioned previously, and those will be certainly high on the priority list. And as you might recall, we are working now with Verify and their new AI software that helps or assists our drill targeting. And out of that, we also have some interesting new insights, new target areas that we hadn't looked at in the past. So yeah, watch this space. We'll announce more details soon.
What about going back to the gate zone too? You have drilled off that area. Is that in a way kind of on the back burner because of all the other exploration you have in front of you?
I would say we could certainly go back to the gate zone. It's still open, and at some point there will most certainly be more drilling done, but there are lower hanging fruits in other parts of the property where we can drill more shallow holes, where there's a potential for more high-grade zones. And so for now, the gate zone is not a priority. But yeah, as I said, in the future, I am sure more work will be done at some point.
All right. Well, then, how much cash does the company still have now moving in through this year?
Our current cash balance is $3 million.
Okay. So now that the 2023 drill program results are all out, we're waiting to hear exactly what the drill plans will be for this year. Please keep me up to date on that, Claudia. And for everyone listening, I'll post a link to the news release below. Have a read over that news release. Have a read over some of the recent news, too, out of the company. Let me know if you have any questions, and I will get Claudia to address those. I'll also plan on following up when we get some more details on what the drill program's going to be this year. Claudia, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate the update.
Thank you, Corey.